Yo, 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 what's up? What's poppin'? Welcome back to another episode of Warren's In Sanity, where the N is capitalized and nothing else really is. You already know, you got me, DJ K, on the mic, as usual. And then we got the amazing, wonderful co-pilot, co-captain.
As it goes. I got the hurricane back at it.
And today we have a very special guest with us. It's a call-in on the line.
Mm-hmm. We've been wanting to do this one for like a very long time.
But we just couldn't plan it because we didn't have this amazing setup like we do now.
Mm-hmm.
And who do we have with us? Ty. We have Ty with us.
Hi, I'm Ty.
This is our friend Ty. We've known him since...
Well, Alex has known him longer than I have.
I've known him since freshman year.
Oh, well, then we've known him for the same amount of time.
Why?
Yeah.
Never mind.
I don't know. I just thought that you knew him longer.
Oh, nah.
Well, we've all known each other for the same amount of time.
Which means we do have some interesting stories about each other.
We have some very, very, very interesting stories to share. So that's what we're going to be doing today.
We're just exposing each other. Well, let's dwindle it down to freshman and sophomore year.
Let's give the startup story. So we all met. There's like 8 of us. Probably. We all sat at the same lunch table, and it's flourished into something. I couldn't tell you what it is, but it's pretty chill. It's pretty nice.
Like, if you see anyone from this lunch table, even if you aren't talking that often, you know you could just pick up a conversation with them.
Mm-hmm. Just text me on the boom, like, yo, what's up?
And hey, can I borrow $3,000? I'm kind of in debt to the mafia. And they'll be like, oh, sure.
Okay, they're going to make fun of you, but yeah.
Yeah, you're going to get a little bit of, ha, imagine being in debt to the mafia. I paid off my loan 3 weeks ago.
But, okay, so I don't know how y'all got at the lunch table, but I know I got there because Tasia was... there, and she was, I didn't know anybody at Warren, so she was one of the only people that I knew, and then she was sitting at the lunch table, so I just kind of worked my way over there, and then just stayed.
See, with me, I think I just went to the wrong lunch one day, but I knew you, so I was like, oh, okay, yeah, that works.
You very much, like, I remember that was like your whole thing.
Oh, yeah, and Courtney.
Your whole theme was this wasn't your lunch.
Yes, especially, I went to the wrong lunch first. And I was like, well, why go back to... Please don't do this, by the way. I'm not... I am not endorsing this.
They are...
Hey, because we're both from the same... We're both from different lunches.
But do you remember when they started...
We literally refer to ourselves as, like, immigrants.
You remember when they started cracking down on it? And they would mm-hmm. be like, show your thing. So we just had to sneak them in.
Yeah.
It made every day spicier, especially when they came around to check. Mm-hmm. And they'd be like, so...
It was spontaneously bathroom time when they came around to check.
It just... Because it was guys checking, and what are you going to do?
Mm-hmm. So we only had like 30 minutes at lunch together, but there were so many of us, it was like hard to get particularly close with anyone. But we also had the alliance, and me and Ty would always show up like around the same time and just get to hang out with each other because we were so early.
And that was being early or anything.
That was definitely where the chaos started for us.
The chaos started for us with me and you.
The chaos started for us when you realized.
That one time.
Multiple times.
But I've changed, guys. I've changed.
We also have, like, video.
No.
Videos, pictures.
No.
It's very
I
much...
have all the evidence in the mm-hmm. world.
Shh. Okay, listen.
Ty is our first witness.
Listen, okay? Well, it's more of
I will blackmail you one day. One day.
Not one day.
It was like a, I don't know anyone. Let me, like, jokingly bully Alex. And everyone was like, yes, we like. This is the content.
Yes, yes.
This is the content we're here for.
We endorse.
This is the content we're here for. And I was like, oh.
This is funny. This is
fun. This is what they like.
This is how I make friends.
This is how I make friends. This is it.
And well, Kyle was like, this is how I make friends. I was like,
how do I breathe?
What's the safe word? What's the safe?
I remember that. It would just be like, what's the safe word? What? And I'd be like, there is no safe word.
Yeah, there wasn't. There wasn't. It was just get choked until someone's like, hey, Alex is kind of purple.
But no one ever stopped it. There were many teachers, many, many authority figures.
Hands off.
And no one, they'd be like.
They would always come after the fact or just kind of yell nonchalantly across the room.
They'd be like, hands off her.
Hey, Just wanted y'all to know, hands off next time.
But when I would look, because I remember like when
let Kyle actually had malicious intent.
If I'd actually wanted murder, I believe I could have done it.
And they, at most, after I passed out, they'd be like, hey, hands off next time.
Don't do that again.
Oh. Can't endorse that behavior.
But I love how, because you remember when, like, everybody started, like, coming to sit over there?
Yeah.
And then, like,
it got gentrified after a bit.
It was always, like, the, when
well,
I
there was, like, a specific colonizer, but we aren't naming negative names here. This is a positive vibes only podcast when it comes to names.
When Alex was getting choked out, none of them said anything.
But Tayshia tried.
No, not, I'm talking teacher-wise.
Oh, yeah, no.
None of them said anything, but that one time when it was overcrowded, and I was like, okay, I'm just going to sit in the same seat as you. No.
Please.
You can't sit with her. You can't sit on her. You can't sit. Get off. And I was like, oh.
Okay. Off to someone else then.
And I was like, y'all let me strangle them every day?
Mm-hmm. Austin.
With no consequence?
But even then, we all started off like pretty chaotically. I say me and Ty's bond was really like solidified when like, we were like early. Like it was only us early, maybe like two other people. And so we were and there was like this ledge, Lydia, that like Lydia, and it overlooked like
the freshman academy.
No, it overlooked like G Hall.
Like, no, it's like the by the theater.
Oh, the CSC.
Right. So I was there, and I was like doing the Titanic thing, but like by myself.
And I was, like, remember that picture.
And then Ty just comes up behind me and does Rose's part, and we were just like.
And then it got a wonderful picture.
There's not, like, there's a picture, like, a crowd came at one point. We're just walking to the Alliance, which is.
There's so many pictures from freshman year that just can't so many be explained.
There are so many, like, angles and videos of that. Like, and Ty had that as his lock screen as a while, like, even when he moved. So I would not be surprised if, like, someone was like, you're the lock screen person.
But I don't know. I just feel like. Like, there's so many, like, pictures and videos from freshman year that, for legal reasons, we probably can't explain.
No.
But, like.
I swear, we are not in contact groups.
For legal reasons, I can't explain any pictures that y'all see of me.
Honestly,
from freshman
if
year.
You see anything circulating from freshman year, just don't worry about it.
If you do, please let me know.
Oh, wait, if we.
Let me know so I can
just
get my
send
lawyer.
It to us.
Please.
Just send it to us and we'll decide.
So we
whether
can just get ready.
We'll decide whether
I gotta make
like,
my appointment
like
to fly back into Indiana.
I can get my court clothes and my therapy.
Yeah, I need like a 2 weeks notice for the court clothes. But I gotta get it like tailored and all that.
Literally, like then because it started at lunch. It started as a lunch period thing,
and then we got radio.
And then me and Alex had radio for like 2 days together.
We mentioned this like last podcast, which we're still debating on posting or not.
Yeah, we don't know. But we. The backstory was we had radio, me and Alex, and then they just disappeared.
Oh, I thought we were talking about, like, radio, not interactive media.
No, interactive media. Me and you were in there, and then you just disappeared and then showed up to lunch one day. I was like, I know you. You do. I was like, we shared a cookie, and that
was it for me.
That was our bond.
I need y'all to understand. I'm like a pigeon. If you give me food once, I'll, like, hover around
Ty.
You.
You cannot tell me that me and Alex's bond was not food. I would get them.
Was not what?
Was not food. Literally.
Kyle would choke me out and then be like, you want a cookie? And I'd be like, yeah, I want a cookie.
You want an ice cream? And
it
truly,
ice cream?
Yeah, somehow ice it was cream. Balanced. And I didn't understand it, but it was working.
Like us?
Literally suffocating you. Okay, you want this cookie?
Yeah, I want a cookie.
I'll take that now.
And me and Ty hung out more after school, while me and Kyle got more of like the radio bond. So it was very much like a slowly getting more chaotic over time.
It started as a radio bond, and then we exchanged phone numbers. And
we don't talk too much, by the way.
It's been it's been downhill.
Yeah,
because it's not like a we talk every day. It's like a. We'll randomly text at times.
I'll send Kyle, like, memes sometimes. Sometimes I'll text Lexi through Kyle's account.
No, Alex tries to hurt my feelings with stuff. Because she sent me one thing. It was like, when you're 5'4". And I didn't even know.
Okay, so look, Lexi sent this picture on Kyle's account, and it was like you, and it was like somebody like trying to reach the doorknob, and it's like when you're like under X height and can't reach the doorknob. And I was like, oh, Kyle, really? Really, that's what we're doing? Okay, this is what you look like, and it's this dog.
She does it so much where she comes to my account and bully people, and I get the backlash. They don't insult her. Alex, literally, Ty, have you seen the picture?
It's a dog. It literally has two drawn on eyebrows. And it's like licking its lip. And it has like its hand. It has like an emoji hand in the L position under its chin. And it's like squinting. No. I can't say the like word adjective because it has a swear word in it. But it also has like a backwards hat on. And so I was like, oh, for real? Then this is you.
Homie really pulled a this you. And I was like, whoa.
This year.
Whoa.
And my breaking point, knowing it wasn't you being like, wait, that was Lexi. My breaking point was, oh, I'm saving that one. I was like, oh, wait.
Yo, like, I knew
right at that message.
That, maybe it really isn't them. Maybe it's an evil. No, because she does it to her friends, too, for my account. Like, I'll be texting Emmy, and she'll be like, you're short. And then Emmy will screenshot it and go to her story and be like, get her out.
Me and Ty don't really text like that. We'll talk in, like, group chats. We don't, like, DM each other often. And then he'll just, like, come in town and we'll hang out, like, the entire weekend. Like, yeah. It's we don't talk digitally that much. It's, like, in person or just cease to exist.
I am solely not, like, I'm currently on a whole, like, detox from social media. Like, I deleted it. And I was so close to just deactivating my account and just,
hey, no. Because there's always that one person that's like, hey, there go the URL.
Like, y'all were just going to look for my account and
this user is not found.
I'm like, hmm?
My first thought would be, dang, this must be a one-man podcast.
Not, I wonder how they are. Nope, just me now. Just me.
I'd be like, dang, Kyle about to get dressed by their mom.
No. I feel like that's every child's fear. Like, if you have...
Show me the back.
If you don't have the best relationship with your parent, your fear is dying and they get to choose what you wear.
No, that show me the back is from experience. They put you in like a little spitty church dress. Okay. Smile.
Man.
Then you hit the like fake little pity smile. They're like, all right, now show me the back. And you like stamp around in a circle so that they can see like the half zipped back.
To me, like funerals, like the setup is weird because like you literally are dressing a person. People being like.
They had my brother in plaid.
People being like $1 million outfits. For what?
Or in plaid.
Literally, when I'm telling you, like, especially celebrities, they put him in Louis Vuitton. He is going in the ground.
Hey, if you're, like, under, like, just at an age where you've not come to terms with death, we're sorry.
We're sorry. If you're, like, in a midlife crisis and, like you weren't ready for this.
Please understand that we are, like, just always here. I understand nobody really listens to this. But, like, you know. If you ever just, I feel like Wright is popular in the sense that she doesn't really like acknowledge the audience that she has. We're just like talking to the three people that listen.
Because I don't know, I just feel like other people listening is strange. I'm okay with the audience because there's no complaint. No one can be like, I don't.
There's no one to complain.
Yes. So no one can be like, I don't like this that they're talking about. I don't like this topic. And you know what, Ty?
All they got to do is be like, you're going from three listeners down to two.
You got two now. Okay, I'm fine with that.
And the two are probably their homeboys, so they're just like, I'm dropping out.
Because I'd be fine. Like, if no one listened to this, I'd be fine. I just want to have this, like, for later experience.
I like people to like, have, so like, what did a you real do? Podcast. Like, ones where I could actually have it be, like, an hour an episode and then come back and, like, listen to one of these.
We can only have, like, 15 to 20 minutes on it.
Cause like my
Yeah.
And speaking of, we're definitely,
and we're almost out of time because it don't be hitting the same.
No, and it's not even the same with like Ty being digital. Like, I truly wish you were here in person
because these mics are so.
I think I'd be better in person.
These, Ty, you don't understand how, because even like last time when I had Alex on here and I was explaining to them I was like, these mics are so crisp and they're so nice because they're new. And so even, like, I feel like even the headphones are better.
These headphones, like, hurt my ears.
So it's just, like, it just feels better to me. I also feel like,
anyway, general consensus for, like, a, let's do, like, a good, like, wrap-up. Whoever you meet in freshman year, you're stuck with. You started with a good experience.
You're stuck with for the rest of your life. Like, even if Alex were to, like, run away, I'd still be like, yo.
I'm going to be in my mid-40s and Kyle's going to be like, you want a cookie? And I'm like, a cookie?
Everyone else, who is this? Cookies? I just feel like you would be.
Aren't you a little old for cookies?
You would be like the poster child of a harness because food is just.
It's more comparable to like leading a pigeon by breadcrumbs.
So Hansel and Gretel type vibes.
Yeah.
You could just probably drop cookies and I was like,
They wouldn't even have to be good. I can put a cookie in my face. I promise.
So we haven't done this in a while, but I feel like since we have a special guest.
Are we going to bring back the TikTok?
The TikTok thing.
Yes.
Ty, tell us one of the TikToks.
You that you a couple. Thinking about often that isn't offensive because I know we've all seen the same TikTok.
We've seen
about how Juan became Henry and we don't need to talk about it here.
We need, give us your best TikTok that's just been like stuck on repeat in your mind.
Ruminating in your brain, have to sit down like, and rewatch
it. Rent free. Just living there. Do you need time to think? You don't have one? No. There's no way. You don't have a TikTok that...
I have the brain of a fish. No, I don't have one.
Look, it don't have to be a TikTok. Like, it could be
literally any video.
It could literally be, like, one of those memes or something.
It's a How Bizarre one.
Which one?
I think about this a lot.
Which one?
So this one, this mom did it, and she's like me asking my two-year-old if he...
The diaper one?
Pooped himself. Yeah, the diaper one. Because it's the way she walked out of that.
Because that's literally how kids be. When I'm telling you, I was babysitting and I was like, hey, you need to change your diaper? Mm-hmm. No. Man's whole pants is dripped. It's like sagging down. You telling me you don't need your diaper changed?
They don't want to claim that they need it changed.
So, Alex, what's yours? Because we know you have one. We know you do.
Of course I have one. None of mine are like, I feel like I'm going to sound like a devil's advocate type kid if I say they're all too offensive to say.
They probably already think you are.
The appropriate one would be this one of like the Boost Mobile, like inflatable man. And it was like holding on to a pole and it was like bent really over, but it was still shaking really hard. So it's just like this video, and it's like 30 seconds.
Wait, it stayed like that for 30 seconds? Ripped onto
the pole, just...
I feel like that would be great advertisement,
though. That was one of those things that I had to, like, just record and send to the group chat, because Emmanuel doesn't have TikTok. So I just recorded it. I saved it and sent it to the group chat. I was like, y'all.
What is this?
Why Boost Mobile throwing it back?
Mine? Okay, to wrap it up, I guess we could do mine. Mine is... Mine is truly mine is the one where I have it saved and it was like December 25th 5 years ago and it literally says me walking into my sister's room so we can open Christmas presents, right? And then it said it literally me seeing my sister's leg sticking out from under the drawer that fell on her.
Oh my gosh!
It literally said me.
That alarm was so was
really scary.
Poorly placed.
But
that's gonna be it from us, you guys. Thank you, Ty, for coming.
Thank you. And this is gonna be our outro music. So, rah rah for Warren. Honestly. Give it up.
All right.
All right. This wraps it up. Have an amazing day.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Warren's
Insanity, where the N is capitalized. Nothing else really is. Rock out.